All right, Terry. So the 2014 draft, there were a lot of quarterbacks in that draft, and there's one that we're talking about quite a bit right now.
Johnny Manziel.
No, not him anymore. I hope not anyway.
No, I hope not.
But he was from the 2014 draft.
Were you, by the way, during the Super Bowl, did you go down to Houston for his autograph signing?
No, I missed that one.
Did you see how much it cost for that?
I think it was $99.
$99. And if you wanted a personal inscription, it had to be four words or less, and it cost you another, I kind of came up with this, $24. Not 25, not 20.
Wow.
And they had a big line.
Okay. And he was in Johnny Manziel. Former Browns quarterback, not in the league anymore, 2014 draft.
2014 draft, right.
Along with a bunch of other quarterbacks from
right.
that.
Right. But right now, what quarterback from that draft is the name you hear the most?
It's Jimmy Garoppolo.
Who you barely heard back in 2014.
No, that name is completely foreign to me except for recently.
Right. All right, here's how the draft went 2014. The highest rated quarterback that year was Blake Bortles.
Okay.
He went near the top of the draft to Jacksonville. And, you know, Jacksonville is kind of like the Browns. Whatever quarterback they have, what do you think happens to him?
Gets hurt,
struggles, hard time.
Beat up.
We don't know. In other words, we don't know if Blake Bortles is any good or not. I mean, we know Johnny Manziel's no good, but we don't know because he's in Jacksonville. It's kind of like, to this day, I'm not sure if Tim Couch had played somewhere else, he might have had a pretty good career.
Yeah. Right.
Possibly Brady Quinn, too. But they were in Cleveland. They got beat up. It's a horrible situation. So anyway, he was the one quarterback there. All right. This is where it gets interesting. You know who the next pick in that quarterback pick in that draft was?
Was it Derek Carr?
No. Should have been, but no.
Teddy Bridgewater.
It should have been, but no.
Okay. I don't know.
Johnny.
Oh, it was Johnny Manziel.
The Browns traded up to the 22nd pick. It's kind of a trick question now.
That was, yeah.
But I mean, just to show, though, how it went.
Yeah.
So the first quarterback pick, Bortles. He might be okay, but we don't know. He went to a bad team, and, you know, they're still trying to work with him. The next quarterback picked is Johnny. You know, you can get his autograph, but that's about it.
Right.
The next quarterback pick after that was Teddy Bridgewater.
Okay.
And what happened to him?
He got hurt.
Yeah, he got off to a real good start his first year. He was my favorite quarterback in that draft with Minnesota and sustained this horrible knee injury in practice.
Yeah,
he just went back to pass. And, I mean, it just blew every ligament in there. In fact, they're not sure exactly when he's coming back or what.
Okay.
And he was off to a really good start. He had a very solid rookie year. I liked Bridgewater, to me, was like everything Johnny was not. Mm-hmm. He had played in a pro system, took snaps under center. He graduated in 3 years. He didn't do crazy stuff, et cetera.
Okay. Gotcha.
The next quarterback in that draft was?
Derek Carr,
who I remember looking at tapes of him. And he was in this, it was almost like a Tim Couch type system where they threw all these short passes, didn't have a lot of variety of play, shotgun all the time. Mm-hmm. The guy who really liked Derek Carr, by the way, was Joe Banner, former Browns CEO.
Okay.
He liked him quite a bit. Bridgewater and Carr were his favorites. And he had told me that before the draft, after he'd been fired by the Browns. So this is not revisionist history because we were talking about how do you sort through these quarterbacks. And he liked Carr and he liked Bridgewater. So, but there was one more quarterback picked.
It was Garoppolo.
Number 62 by New England.
Okay.
And remember, we looked at that and it's like, well, Bill Belichick every couple of years drafts a young quarterback to play behind Tom Brady and then trades him.
Yeah.
You know, one of the other ones was they had a guy named Matt Castle. They later traded to Kansas City for a second round pick. And they've had a couple others.
Yeah.
So it was like sort of a yawner. Eastern Illinois, one AA school. In other words, they're in the same kind of type league as Youngstown State.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hear nothing about Jimmy Garoppolo in 2014, 2015.
Right.
2016, Tom Brady's suspended, and Garoppolo gets to play. He was supposed to play four games. How long did he last? How many quarters did he last?
Six.
Six.
What happened?
Got hurt.
Okay.
There's six really good quarters.
Okay, so six really good quarters. So why do we think he's so great?
Well, that's the interesting question. The quarters looked pretty good, but he was also playing quarterback.
Okay.
On a Super Bowl team that it is really, it runs like a machine. And the other issue is because this current draft with Deshaun Watson and Deshaun Kaiser and the rest of these guys, it's just not a very Mitch Trubisky fermenter. The quarterbacks don't light anybody up.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Belichick is looking to trade Garoppolo because in a year from now, Garoppolo's going to be a free agent. He doesn't want to pay him starters money and all this stuff. So that's – but see, you go back and look at the draft, and now you look now where Belichick's trying to get a first-round pick for this guy that's played six quarters and was the 62nd pick.
Wow. Now, what's the likelihood the Browns are going to make a deal here and get him?
All right. Now, the Browns have already made two trades with New England. That's a lot in football. This is not like baseball where you trade all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The new analytic front office. By the way, it's really funny how Belichick scoffs at analytics. I don't use that stuff. It's all overrated. He is like the grandfather of analytics. He's had this guy named Ernie Adams. Goes back to his early days with the Browns. This genius guy, friend of his, who's been figuring out how to do drafts, you know, everything else for more than 20 years. In fact, he's even called director of research for the New England Patriots.
Oh, wow.
And that's another name for analytics. Mm-hmm. So analytics, the two sides, they do kind of get along.
Mm-hmm.
And early in the season, the Browns traded Barkevious Mingo, former number one pick, to New England, I think, for like a sixth round pick. And then they made a fairly significant trade. You know, that veteran linebacker that they had picked up.
Jamie Collins
for a third-round pick.
Yeah.
So they made two trades with them already. That, to me, is like Belichick and these guys can do business. So you have to be careful. And, look, the Browns need a quarterback. And if you're Belichick, just like when he decided it's time to get rid of Jamie Collins, where's a good place to send him where he's not going to come back and haunt you?
Cleveland. Yeah.
In the meantime, you can say he's doing a favor for his whole team. Well, he doesn't have to worry about Jimmy Garoppolo. It's not in his same, you know, different division. He doesn't have to worry about Jimmy Garoppolo leading the Browns to, you know, knock New England out of the playoffs right away. Mm-hmm. So I think there is, and the Browns have zillions of draft picks.
Right, okay.
If the Browns think Garoppolo is pretty decent, I think then there's a chance that they would do this. So that's kind of how it all lays out. But as we were preparing for this, that's when we dug out all the quarterbacks from 2014. And I remember Garoppolo was always considered always kind of an interesting project, long-term thing. Don't get too excited.
And now here we are.
At minimum, Belichick is going to turn this thing into a couple of second-round picks.
Huh.
Yeah, I like this part. Now he's spread out word. This is classic Belichick. I don't think we're going to trade him.
Oh, man.
This is just classic.
Yeah.
He's got his friends in the media, and he does. Belichick works every angle. Friends in the media, well, yeah, looks like New England's going to keep him.
Oh, no. Keep him guessing. That's
what he's going to do.
Right, okay. But, hey, a 62nd pick. I knew all those other names, but I never heard of Jimmy Garoppolo
until recently. Well, you only play six quarters unless you like really care about the New England Patriots. It's not someone you're going to follow.
Okay, but maybe we could care about him as a Cleveland Browns fan.
Well, let's put it this way. If they trade for him, he's going to play.
All right. Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.